One finger, not two, one.
One finger, Bob.
Chris, NA1SS, this is W1SST at Maple Avenue Elementary School, over. SS, NA1SS, this is W1SST at Maple Avenue Elementary School, over. SS, NA1SS, this is W1SSC at Maple Avenue Elementary School, over. SS, NA1SS, this is W1SSC at Maple Avenue Elementary School, over.
W1SSC, W1SSC, NA1SS, as you loud and clear, over.
We've got a whole lot of very excited kids this time around. We are really thankful that you are giving them this second opportunity. And with that, we'll start the questions.
This is Ashley. How many people are on the space station?
How much for the ISS?
Over. How many people are on the space station? Over.
Well, actually, right now there are two of us on the space station, but just in a few days we're going to be joined by the crew of Expedition 11.
Do you get lonely in space? Over.
Well, we don't really get lonely. We can be pretty darn busy with all the work we're doing up here, but of course we do miss our family.
I'm going to get close to the space station for us. Over.
Well, Josh, it takes about 8.5 minutes to get into space, but then it takes us about 2 days to get from low Earth orbit to the space station. That's so we can compute our course as we go and save some fuel. But of course, if we had a lot of fuel, we could do it a lot more quickly. But generally, it takes about two days or so. Over.
This is Mike. How do you dispose of garbage from the spaceship? Over.
Well, Michael, that's a good question. We have regular Progress resupply vehicles, and once the shuttle starts flying in, the shuttle will also be supplying us with supplies. And those vehicles, both the Progress and the shuttle, will then take garbage with them when they go back to Earth. And in the Progress case, it burns up in the Earth's atmosphere, so all the garbage gets burned up with it. Over.
This is Jim. What do the stars look like from outer space? Over.
Well, James, on the space station, we're only about 250 miles closer to the stars than you are, but we don't have the atmosphere for the light to get scattered. And so the stars look about the same as they do on Earth when you're on a large, very high mountaintop, and it's very clear outside, but the stars don't twinkle, so we get a little bit more clear view. Over.
How heavy are the spaces? Over.
Well, Alex, on Earth, the spaces weigh right around 300 to 350 pounds. So with a person inside, you're looking at about 500 pounds worth. Over.
Stop. What is your favorite storm to watch from space? Over.
Well, so if we could see all kinds of weather from space, including hurricanes and tropical storms, things like that. And we've seen a couple on our flights so far. Over.
Kathy, have you found anything on the moon or in space? Over.
Well, Kathy, of course, we're on space station, so we're circling the Earth. We don't actually go to the moon. However, in the future, the president has called for us to develop a vehicle to go back to the moon, and we're hopeful to do that in the next 2 years. Over.
Have you ever brought an animal up in space with you? And if so, what kind? Over.
Well, the only animals we have up on the space station right now with us are some snails, and they're part of an experiment. On some of my previous shuttle flights, we had some animals. Some of my flights, we brought some small fish and also some jellyfish and some Japanese red-bellied fish. Over.
Okay. Can you talk about the job where you make a field undertaking the flight? Over.
Well, Jessica, as you know, the space station's primary goal is to be a world-class laboratory. We've done some interesting experiments on board. We've done one experiment in particular that involves something called telemedicine, and we used an ultrasound machine to image each other's internal organs, bones, teeth, things like that, taking directions from a doctor on the ground. Some of the other neat experiments we have here, Dolls has been growing some peapods, so we've got some nice peapods going through during this mission. Over.
How long
do you think you're walking
space? Over.
Well, Bill, the spacewalks are planned to be a maximum of about 6 to 6.5 hours long, and oftentimes a little shorter than that. To carry enough oxygen, it's 1,000 or so.
Thank you.
Thank you.